Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. I'm a supervisor here. How can I help you?
Yes, I was transferred over because I said you guys would be able to remove that charge that was charged on my credit card in the amount of $59.89.
One second, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So you never did a survey, signed up for anything?
No.
A free gift?
No.
And your address is 104 Lily Lane, Tuskegee, Alabama?
Yes, that's my address.
And your email is laun0514@gmail.com because that's where it was signed up from.
So how in the heck somebody got access to my stuff?
And it was done from the phone number you're calling from. So it was done off that cell phone, ma'am. So someone would have had
it.
It was done from that phone. The phone number is 334-727-0364. And the other phone number is 334-235-0012.
So that this sounds like some my system told me I might have been hacked or something.
Someone hacked your phone, ma'am? You didn't sign up for nothing on the 17th that you could win a free. You didn't get no email survey saying you want a free Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No, I didn't get no email. No, I'm looking right now.
You got your refund,
right,
ma'am.
Okay, let me
we'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer.
I need to call somebody too to see if I figure out how this happened.
Somebody did a survey from your email, ma'am, to sign up for a free Dyson bathroom cleaner to enter the contest.
Lord Jesus. Okay. Oh, gosh, I don't know who I need to. Okay, I have found what I need to do.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too, thank you.
You're welcome, bye-bye.